Arua Regional Referral Hospital is grappling with a staffing gap, which is severely impacting the hospital's ability to deliver services to patients' satisfaction. Ben Andama, the senior hospital administrator at Arua Regional Referral Hospital, says the facility is operating below its capacity due to chronic structural challenges that are bogging it down. According to Andama, out of 1,195 required personnel as per the hospital staffing structure, it only has 276 staff, representing about 24% of the workforce available. He reveals that the apparent shortage affects the nursing unit, which is critical in the delivery of comprehensive health care at the hospital and other critical positions.
The staff that are working here are using the norms of 1996 when the place was still a municipality and was declared a regional referral. For example, this hospital is being manned by 276 people vis-a-vis the new node, which is supposed to be 1,195 people. So when you commit to that one, we are hardly 24%, so you can imagine the gap. However, we are trying. So we find challenges in staffing, and particularly in cadres that are so important. Nursing, midwifery, and also some of these special grade persons, and even consultants. We don't have a cardiologist, for example. We don't have this doctor who deals with that. Problematic medicine, those big consultants, but I'm going to invite them. They're going to be on the board. When the services are needed, yeah, we do what we can, then we refer you. We go to Mulago. If we can have those people here, it will be easier for us. Remember, transfer someone from here to Mulago and back. The fuel alone, you'll need how much? Over 800,000.
Andama also notes that aside from the staff shortage, the hospital is faced with the challenge of inadequate infrastructure to accommodate staff, patients, and caretakers. The in-charge maternity ward at Arua Regional Referral Hospital, Sister Grace Sadiru, reveals that the unit only has 8 staff to handle the overwhelming number of mothers, which comprises the quality care services.
We are 8 staffs who handle these mothers, and in maternity we work 3 shifts, day, evening and night. Because of human resource gap, 2 staffs work during day, and evening shift is covered by 1 staff and night shift is covered by 1 staff. And yet in 24 hours we deliver about 20 to 30 mothers. Ideally, a midwife is supposed to take not less than 30 minutes in assessing a mother. But because of work overload, because of the influx of the mothers and the few numbers of the midwives, you'll find a midwife spends less than even 10 minutes with the mother because she has to complete the queue so that the mother feels the midwife has worked on her, the doctor has worked on her.